Well, do you have any update on Evander Kane?
Well, he's got a tweak in practice, and he'll get assessed sometime today, providing we can get him looked at, and then we'll go from there. Day to day right now. We just need further information. I don't have information.
Was it a knee, or just looked like he grabbed at his leg? I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it was one of his wheels. He's got two good ones.
Jim Slater started practice, I believe, but didn't.
Yeah, we got some guys that were nagging stuff that we knew would maybe would struggle a little bit, so it was probably just wise on our part to get him off the ice and get him looked at.
And Brian Little just maintenance?
Same thing with Brian. Yeah, Brian's the same thing. Jim Slater and him were pretty much the same. We felt the need to just keep Brian off today.
Well, we're talking injuries. Can you just give us a Thorburn situation too? He went on the
air. Yeah, he's more than he's more than day to day, but he's not too far off.
That fine line between a intense, hard practice and players getting hurt.
Well, you know, there's no guarantee that players are going to get hurt in the light practice. There's really no guarantee of that. You know, I think that. You know, I think you have to try to determine what the team needs first. I mean, if you're afraid of injuries in practice, you're never going to be able to practice the right way. So I think we need to do some stuff today. Mostly relating to competing and early, and, you know, I think it's time the players get mad.
Just talk with Blake Wheeler as a coach. You must like having guys like that who know how they're playing, want to get better and want to work at it and want to get over their struggles. Very open and honest just recently here after practice about what he's going through and what he needs to do to change things.
Well, I think most players, you know, if they don't have the ability to look, that's what coaches are for, to help them look and see their games. The other thing is that we all have access to video on your shifts, so you have a real foundation of knowledge that you can go through, you know. And I think in Blake's situation, at least he's able to look in the mirror and say, you know, he's unhappy with his game. I think he needs to, you know, for him, needs to do a couple of simple things. I think for him, less is more. And probably, you know, in one or two clear areas, he needs to just be better. And we spoke today a little bit about it, so he clearly understands.
Practice looked up tempo today. How important is it to have that? Battles against each other that intensely after a loss?
Well, it's not so much the battles against each other, it's just the battles. I mean you just, we need to play better from the onset of the game, and if we don't, we're going to end up practicing the way we need to start and the way we need to play. And so pick your poison.
Buffalo's pretty aggressive. I think he took about three guys off their skates. Do you like to see your players play, practice like they play in the game?
Well, they should. That's their job. You know, if they want to be good in the games, you have to practice good in practice. So, for me, if it's a competitive drill or competitive practice, it's their job to compete. And if, you know, that's just the way it has to be.
You talked about it's time for the players to get mad. Do you feel like they, on some level, didn't quite fully embrace the way they needed to play or the energy they needed to have?
I don't think anybody's happy with the way we're playing. So, you know, the level of joy is low, and why would it be good in practice? Why would it be, you know, I think that we need to change. And if players can't seem to change the way things go, then things will change around them. That's that simple.
You mentioned in your remarks after the game last night about penalties, and you don't seem to have much tolerance for the reaching out kinds of penalties. Have you or are you going to address this directly with your team? You're the most shorthanded team in the NHL so far.
Yeah, we've been down this road before, and we'll deal with it again. We dealt with it the last time. We'll deal with it again this time. You know, this is, you look at the penalties and the way that we're doing them. Evander took three of them, and they're almost identical, you know. So plays like that, you know, well, there's only so much you can take. After a while, something's got to be done. So we'll deal with it again.
One positive you mentioned last night was Mark Scheifele's play. Can you just tell us a bit about what you liked about his game so far this season and what you think he needs to work on?
Well, I think Mark's just understanding playing in the National League. He's been here before a little bit, but I think he knows now that he's here, and I think he's played. I thought he played well last night. I thought his skating and his energy was good. I thought he was making good offensive plays. The puck was a bigger part of his game. It hadn't been in some of the games before that, some a little bit more, but that's the consistencies that sometimes you get. But I thought last night he was really good. He was good with the puck. He was smart. I thought he made some good plays. I thought he played, you know, with more size and more speed. And we've been working with him. The coaches have been in areas that we'd like him to get better. And he knows where they are. It's just a part of a process, you know. And so it was good to see him take steps in that direction because, you know, he's a conscientious player. He wants to do well. And he managed to do the things that we were trying to help him with, and it helped him. He's a smart player. He needs to play with the puck, you know. He's trying to be defensively responsible, but, you know, he needs to have the puck as well. And sometimes it's harder to get when you're always playing down low, always defending. You got to work to get it back, you know. But I thought he was good there last night.
Pavlik under siege at the start of the game again last night. Just your thoughts on how he played throughout the game.
Well, I thought Pavs was good. I mean, under siege, you know, that we gave him three or four good chances right in front of the net where we could have controlled sticks and won battle areas in key areas, you know, and he was good. And then we got a little bit better as the game went on, but, you know, Andrei Pavlik is not really our problem right now. He's part of the solution and has been, you know. So we have to do things a lot better around him before it gets to him.
Michael Frolik has talked about the systems in Winnipeg being very different from Chicago. Are you still trying to find the role for him on this team? And maybe specifically talk about his lack of ice time on the penalty kill?
Well, he's been a good player for us. I mean, he continues to play the way he's playing 5-on-5. He's going to find time to be on special teams. The minutes that he's got is because he doesn't play power play or penalty killing. And with our penalty killing, we've had some success, so you're a little bit leery of trying new people in certain areas. So from his standpoint, he continues to play like that. I think the minutes are going to – he's hard not to play right now, you know. So he's going to be a guy that's going to find more ice time just by the way he plays. If you watch him practice, he's an excellent practice player as well. He works both sides of the puck, and he's won, and – he's not, certainly I'm not ignoring him. I see exactly what he's doing. And things will fall into place for Michael.